Welcome to Siemens PLM podcast series on smart manufacturing brought to you by the Siemens Thought Leadership Team. Innovations with industrial machinery and manufacturing are seeing groundbreaking technological advancements. Today, in our third podcast in this series, we're learning how machine manufacturers are implementing smart manufacturing to improve the product of parts manufacturing. So we'll learn the advantages that smart manufacturing brings to industrial machinery manufacturers. Also, we're going to take a close inspection of the improvements smart manufacturing brings to manufacturing execution management, including manufacturing of the bill of process and manufacturing of bill of materials. So I want to start by welcoming again our expert in this series, Bill Davis, who has over 30 years experience in the industry and 20 years as an engineer. He is currently the Director of Industrial Machinery and Heavy Equipment Solutions at Siemens. So welcome, Bill. Let's start with a few questions on this topic. Siemens obviously has a very comprehensive approach to smart manufacturing. And when you look at the greater global Siemens and their approach to smart manufacturing, could you give some of the things we have learned in our approach and how that's changed and how it's been a dynamic process of learning and improving and just our general philosophy in approaching smart manufacturing, some of our experience?
Siemens, you know, AG and the PL side of our business, we definitely have a combined approach. You know, we learn from each other. They execute what our software solution and tell us exactly what, you know, how it works and how it doesn't work for them. And so by having that feedback loop, we can do things that are forward looking. Our own Siemens PL tends to be a little bit conservative, but our manufacturers are always looking for ways to take advantage of the next big thing. So it kind of pulls us in that direction for how can we provide and be forward-looking and forward-thinking when it comes to the manufacturing execution, because they're trying to squeeze every ounce of profit out of the manufacturing process. And there's not many companies the size of Siemens with both the manufacturing capability and their industry breadth and knowledge. We're able to show our capabilities in a lot of different industries in a lot of different ways, but they all kind of are supported by and grounded in reality by what is executed in the factory at Siemens. And so we sell to ourselves pretty well, as a matter of fact. And so there's different scales from a volume perspective that when you're building PLCs or HMIs or motor controllers, you've got this huge volume. Every ounce or every ounce of weight, every second that is spent in dwell time is an opportunity for saving money. So by being able to have an operations control and management execution or manufacturing execution management tool that lets me get down to that level of fine grain analysis really helps me drive value into the manufacturing process. That also, I think, is important when we start talking about low volume, high complexity operations too, because the reality is that when we have unique manufacture to order machinery, there's a correlation between them all, right? So there's a correlation between each one of the variants of the machinery. And so the common thread of it all is being able to look at how that assembly is put together at that fine grain way to be able to feed that information back into the engineering space and be able to provide a closed loop continuous improvement. And that's a lesson learned from our relationship with our Siemens AG partners. Another piece of the whole competitive advantage, if you will, from a manufacturing execution management is that we have the concept of a bill of process. And a bill of process is basically the recipe for building a machine. It's not the content necessarily of the components that I'm building, but it's the methodology that I use to build each part and roll that part manufacturing up into the assembly and what that assembly process is that's optimized. As a result of that, then I get a picture of what I can import that into my schedule, because now I have all of the assembly steps that are necessary to make that. What's also important from our perspective is that we have the ability within our data management products to be able to pull apart the bill of material, right, and reconfigure it in such a way that it fits the manufacturing operation more effectively, grouping certain parts into an assembly that engineering would not have necessarily thought would go together, but are necessary from either a manufacturing of those parts, common part requirements, or from an assembly perspective that we need to assemble the machine in a different order than the engineering bill. And historically, this has been kind of an uneasy balance between engineering and manufacturing, and kind of the sore spot of the throw it over the wall mentality. And so our ability and our leverage capability with manufacturing execution and enabled us to do that and still retain the connection back to the engineering bill of material eliminates that conflict, and it lets the manufacturing folks be able to customize how they want to see that bill of material to make it more efficient for our operation management process. Now, in the context of that bill of process, we can also build quality steps in, and we can drive both the operation of the process as well as the product. So one of the challenges in a machinery build operation is, how do I make sure that the bolts that I need to assemble are all torqued properly, for example? In my past, the quality control measure was to have the assembler accountable by, he would indicate what bolt he tightened by a paint marker. Well, that's not really scientific, but it held a person accountable. And so now, with a lot of the advanced tools that are out there, we can actually take the torque measurement right off of the torque wrench and be able to bring it back into the manufacturing quality process. So that's another aspect of what we bring to the table from a smart manufacturing perspective, that just as an example, that helps reinforce the quality delivery of the machine. And I guess the other point that I want to make is that, you know, when you start putting these different pieces together, realistically, we're the only solution providers that have the end-to-end solution from manufacturing, from design, and now into service and back into the business system.
When you spoke of quality, when we're looking at building the highest quality parts for the lowest amount of labor content in the fastest time, what are some of the differentiators that Siemens provides in parts manufacturing? You know, what kind of technology are we inputting to help to make sure that happens?
Okay, so from a parts manufacturing perspective, most parts require a number of different machining operations that need to be done. You know what the finished part looks like. And in order to build the quality, you need to make sure that you have a process that's capable of meeting the quality requirements. One of the things that isn't really talked about among most software providers is the reality that any given part that's machined or fabricated in any way for that matter, has to be accommodate the conditions that the machine shop manager or the machine shop has. So if there are four or five different types of machining centers that are involved or that are possible to make the part, we have to make sure that each one of those processes, the CNC code, the CMM data traceability, all of those things, we need to make sure that they can take that information, that we've qualified each one of those methods. Because when I start to lay across that part in my shop, what I think is the best way to make that part might not be the way that I have to make the part. In other words, I'd prefer to put it on machining center one and have it do everything, which is a more complex machine. But based on my current schedule and the deliverables, I need to be able to to have the flexibility in my process to be able to put it on different machining centers to still be able to meet those timing and the sequence schedule. It's really important for the manufacturing, part manufacturing operation, that we trace and track not just the optimal way to make that part, but also all of the other options so that I don't have to reinvent the wheel every time I have a schedule conflict. Just taking that process of making that part and extending it out, we have the capability of being able to extend our factory into our supply chain partners, right? So we know that a part goes out for, let's say, heat treating or for plating, and I need to be able to extend that manufacturing process and manage that process through my shop, and I need to include them in as part of my operations management. So you need to have a tool set that takes not just the manufacturing of the part, but also the entire operations that are needed to be executed as part of that. Now, I'll just add one more twist to this. Not just the machining centers that are involved in making the part are critical components in my schedule, but also the tools that are involved that fit into the machine tools. You need to have a way of being able to trace those machining components, the tooling, so that it becomes part of the schedule. So again, it just adds one more level of complexity to the whole process, is that, you know, if that tool is being allocated to a different machine to make a different part, when I need it to be doing something else for the part that I'm introducing, well, I have to have another way of making it and another tool. So it's important, and our processes and our software solutions allow us to manage not just the machining center and visualize that workflow, but also trace it all the way down to the specific CNC code and specific tools that are required to manufacture that. They're all connected to this, to the part manufacturing bill of process. So there's some trends that we talked about with respect to part manufacturing and how we can take advantage of it. We spoke a little bit about additive as being an investment that manufacturers, that part manufacturers as well as machine builders, they can take advantage of it in the design space. But what it really means is it's an investment in new hardware, new machining centers that have additive and machining capabilities, or additive and subtractive capabilities. And so the CAM programs and the files that you send to those machining centers, it's important that the software that you're building, that they're using, you know, the CAM software and the design software, that you have the ability of handling those different technologies. And fortunately for us, we've invested fairly heavily on the CAM side. It's really part of our DNA to be able to leverage the capabilities of additive in terms of how we can support machine shops and machinery manufacturers with technologies like additive. Now, another piece is that trends and a differentiating capability is that Siemens has and our CAM solution have a very large set of experiences for aerospace and automotive capabilities, which should be noted. And what we're seeing is that this trend away from single purpose machining centers toward higher capacity multifunction machining centers. What that means is that they're more complex, they can do more, but the CNC code is more complex. And also, you need to simulate all of these multiple machining centers, so a mill turn operation where you can be cutting with multiple spindles at the same time. You need a pretty advanced set of capabilities from a CAM software to be able to simulate that and drive the individual code back through the machining center to be able to take advantage of that. Otherwise, what you've done is you've just got a more complex, simple machining center. So to take advantage of that, you need to have software like our CAM software, where we cut our teeth on high capacity, multifunction very complex 5, 6, and 7 axis machining centers. And now we can roll that knowledge down to into the conventional machine shops in a way that's unmatched. And then I guess I wanted to try to also address the skilled labor shortage. It's not a secret that the baby boom is moving out of the workforce. And so it's being replaced by more technology savvy individuals who have less experience in conventional machine shop and machining center operation. And so the reliance on the digital twin and the reliance on the digitalization strategy that a manufacturing company, a machine builder has, is becoming very important, because these younger workers really understand how the technology fits. But what they're trying to grasp and learn is, well, how do I turn this cool technology into real parts? And so fortunately, we have this great suite of products from the digitalization process that helps fill that gap that's being provided by the exiting of skilled labor.
When you're talking about these complex machine centers, how we can be smarter and the challenges of manufacturing operations, to maximize quality in assembly and in commissioning, what are some of the right solutions that we use in implementing that?
That's a good question. I guess before I address that, I think that we want to talk a little bit about quality and the quality solutions that are really, really important for manufacturers. You know, whether it's an assembly process or running a machining center, quality we really talk about is around people, process, and product. So those are the three overarching principles in the quality scheme. We've talked a little bit about the people part of it with the aging workforce and the more technology savvy folks that we're bringing into that. Well, I need to make sure that they're qualified to do the task, run the machining center. I need to make sure that the process is capable of handling the requirements specified by the part drawing. And essentially, I need to know that the product is capable of meeting its requirements from a performance and durability perspective. But it's important that regardless of what you're talking about throughout the manufacturing process, quality on the people side, quality on the process side, those are ingrained in your processes, so that at the end of the day, quality isn't an output, quality is what you're doing. So, talking a little bit about maximizing throughput and quality in the assembly and commissioning phase, I think is where the question needs to be focused. So the digital twin that we leverage in operations is really the essential part to finding the right solutions and driving out waste and cost. A part of it I mentioned previously is around a bill of process and the manufacturing bill of material. I need to build my quality into the bill of process. So the process, again, is the recipe for manufacturing, or in this case, for assembling the components in preparation for commissioning. I need to be able to have an assembly process and our material list from the manufacturing bill of material that's linked to the engineering bill of material, but it lets me look backward and drive back into the machine shop and into supply chain for delivery requirements. And I really don't want to reinvent the wheel for every machine configuration and variant. So we talked about machining center, we talked about industrial machinery being more one-off or configuration specific. And so it's really important to link the bill of process and manufacturing bill of material back to the engineering bill that created it all, so that I don't have to do this process for every new machine that I see on my floor.
Thanks, Bill, for that answer. And I also just want to thank you for joining us today in this third part in the series of this podcast on smart manufacturing and the industry and its effect on parts manufacturing. And we definitely look forward to our next final podcast in this series, when we discuss how to make your factory smarter. Looking forward to it. Thank you.